مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا لعمي. أبر في قولي لا منه ولا لعمي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به. مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم. مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the mid-morning show with myself Brother Suleiman Isup every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. inshallah. Today being the 17th of Ramadan 1446 corresponding to Tuesday the 18th of March 2025. We've got approximately 12 days. So we've got approximately 12 days until the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And now we're in the second Ashura of the month of Ramadan. And one should recite Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammi wa atubu ilayh. This is the days of forgiveness, the days of mercy, the days of emancipation where Almighty Allah forgives us for all our sins, and we should beseech Almighty Allah for forgiveness. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all the wrong that we have done in the past. You know, at the time of the Hajj also, we should raise our hands and we should beseech Almighty Allah to say, Ya Allah, forgive me for all my sins that I've committed. We are all sinners in this dunya, in this world. And no one can say that they haven't committed a sin. And we are all sinners, but at the end of the day, we turn towards Almighty Allah to ask Him for forgiveness, for forgiveness and ask Him, because that's the main thing that we need in this life, is we need to attain our akhirat and we need to beseech Almighty Allah for His forgiveness, for His mercy and His rahmah. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a nasheed. Listen to that nasheed again. And we're going to try and get a hold of Brother Alpha Sinkosi, and he's going to give us a brief introduction, and he's going to be telling us what's going to be happening on his show, inshallah.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد
مركز صحابه the voice of اهل السنه والجماعه
the voice of اهل السنه والجماعه indeed it's 15 minutes past 10 central african time. We'd like to welcome our brother Alphas in Kosi. Brother Alphas, good morning, and how are you, sir?
Good morning, Sulio. Always good, man.
Very well, thank you. Alphas, a lot of things have happened in the past couple of days. One being the ambassador in the United States, Ibrahim Rasool, being ousted and being regarded as persona non grata. Can Brother Alphas give us more on this?
Yeah, well, a lot has happened. I think the expulsion of Ibrahim Rasool has really, you know, occupied a lot of spaces in the news cycle. But obviously, then we touched base on it on the show Sunday and yesterday. I think the most notable questions was that what does this mean now to the relations between South Africa and the U.S., but obviously some experts say, look, we shouldn't take much out of this situation. It's just part of those things that do happen. Obviously, the U.S., Donald Trump trying to flex his muscles. Yeah, I think it's a big issue, but yeah, we wait to hear the report from Ibrahim Rasool when he delivers it to President Cyril Ramaphosa and really know what transpired there.
No, definitely, Brother Alphas. What else is going to be, which other guests are you going to be having on your show this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon, we're going to open up the show. We're going to look at the job and the work that has been done, performed by the Islamic Human Rights Commission in the UK. We'll speak to its leader and just to touch base on their work, you know, what have they been up to. And of course, and then looking in the UK, I saw a report sometime last week or so that, look, there's a growing population in the Muslim community in the UK. We look at that, and then how's the treatment of Muslims by the UK government? So that's what we're going to look at. And then thereafter, we know that today, the MEC, the finance MEC in Gauteng, tabling his budget speech. We just want to take some expectations from political parties, you know, just a 5 minute brief as to what are they expecting from Lebogang Maile, you know, to keep Joburg running, to keep Joburg in its get it back in its former glory. We're looking into that, of course. And then afterwards, we know that Gaza has been hit by an airstrike. This comes after, you know, there were talks of ceasefire. And then we'll speak to a leader in Gaza, but he's currently in Doha on work purposes. So, yeah, we will touch base on that, shine the spotlight on these latest developments on the attacks in Gaza. And then our wrap-up interview today, it's ESCO wants to charge some tariffs to those that uses solar power. If you buy solar, well, Eskom would want to charge you for that. So we'll have an energy expert to come and explain that to us. You know, what is it intended? How is it that we are going to work? Why would Eskom want to charge people that bought solar with their own money, and then Eskom wants to put some tariffs on these solar? So is it a matter of, you know, Eskom wanting people to pay for its own problems?
Okay, thank you so much for that, Brother Alphas, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later during the day. You take care, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much. Yes, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that was Brother Alphas Nkosi giving us the lineup as to what he's going to be having, or who is he going to be having on his show. You heard with regards to the ministers of the energy gas, and he's going to be having one of them. And also he's going to be discussing what has happened today with the airstrike by the apartheid Israeli regime on how they attacked Gaza just a few weeks into the after the ceasefire deal. But inshallah, we're going to be listening to Mufti Abdul Rahman Mangera, and he's going to be discussing the beautiful name of Al-Rafi, and that is the elevator. Al-Rafi, the elevator, and that is one of the beautiful names of Almighty Allah. So inshallah, we're going to be listening to Mufti Yusuf Abdul Rahman Yusuf Mangera.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah was salatu was salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid wa lillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uuhu biha wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna lillahi ta'ala 99 isman man hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah. So the 23rd name of Allah is Al-Rafi. Some people, they pair that with Al-Khafid, the one we did in the session before. Al-Khafid meant the reducer or the abaser. Al-Rafi comes from the concept of raising something. So it's the raiser, the exalter, the elevator, the one who will put somebody up, the one who will give rise to someone, the one who will make somebody higher than they are in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So, ya Rafi, O elevator, O raiser, O exalter. Allah will exalt these people. One of the places we can use, and these are not in any kind of particular order, but one of the places we could use this is that if you want to have a better job, you want a promotion in your job, maybe you have a job where you're just delivering Deliveroo. Maybe you're just delivering food for people and you don't think that's a good enough job for you and you want a better, more exalted kind of job. So call unto Ya Rafi, Ya Rafi, when seeking a promotion or a higher position in their professional or occupational life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates. He is the raiser. He will raise you, inshaAllah. Ya Rafi. Number two, it's not number two, it should have been number one, is spiritual growth. We want spiritual growth. Allah, we want to be raised in His sight. We want to be high in His sight. So Ya Rafi, when someone feels spiritually low or disconnected, and obviously Ramadan is the time for spiritual heights, to gain that Ya Rafi, every day, spiritual heights. Invoking this name can be a plea to Allah to raise a person's spiritual status and bring you close. Because in our spiritual world, we talk about going high and going low. That means going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We speak about elevation of status. So every good deed we do gives us a higher status. So Ya Rafi would mean that Allah would make it easier for us to do more good deeds and those deeds which will be pleasing to Him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us Ya Rafi. Number three, seeking knowledge. Knowledge, al-ilmu ya'lu. Knowledge also rises. Knowledge always rises. So, Ya Rafi, grant me beneficial knowledge. Ya Rafi, grant me an understanding of our deen. So students or scholars who want to excel and achieve a higher level in their academic or religious studies may call upon this name for assistance. Ya Rafi. Number four, overcoming depression. Being raised out of those murky puddles or murky swamps of depression that people fall into. The quicksand of depression sometimes. When they feel they can't go out, when they can't get out of it, they keep sinking in. Everything seems to be against them. Somebody feeling down or struggling with low self-worth. Invoking this name, Ya Rafi, will help to lift the spirits and the mood, and come out of the anxiety and depression. Of course, moving on, the next one could be improving social status. Someone hoping to have a better reputation than the one they do have. Maybe they made a mistake in life. A lot of people make mistakes in life. They do something and they become, people start looking down upon them or looking at them a certain way. And though they're trying to make a change in their life, people are not very forgiving sometimes. Call on Ya Rafi. Oh Allah, take me out of this. And of course, the next one is raising children. Raising children. Raising children, la ilaha illallah. Parents want their children to grow up righteous and respected in society, to be those that will be doing something good for society. They might call on the Rafi to elevate their children's status and the virtues of their children, the qualifications of their children, the ability of their children, the focus on their children. Recovering from illness is so versatile, subhanAllah. Person is stuck in illnesses. For patients who are bedridden or those who have been feeling physically low due to an ailment, invoking this name could be a prayer for improved health and vitality. Number 8, financial betterment. We're in the swamps of poverty, struggling. Someone is financially in financial difficulty, hoping for a raise in their income or looking for better financial opportunities. Call on Ya Rafi. Number 9 is seeking justice. If someone has been wronged or humiliated, when you're wronged or humiliated, the assumption is that you're put down. So Rafi, how Allah raise me. Invoke the name Ya Rafi to ask Allah to restore their honor, restore their innocence, restore their status and elevate it. And number 10, again, we can go on forever. There's so many different usage, but this is just to give us an idea, to use these names and make them part of our life. Strengthening the faith. I have to come back to this. Strengthening the faith as a reminder. Believers who feel their faith is weak and wish to attain high levels of piety and righteousness. I mean, this could be something similar to the spiritual aspect that we studied earlier anyway. So this is probably more closer to that one that we just looked at.
And that was one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Asma'ul Husna, Ar-Rafi'u, when you want to elevate your status or you want Izzat amongst people. As the Mufti Sahib say, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call his name. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can raise a person's Izzat in this world and in the Akhirat. So Izzat is very important, you know. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for respect amongst people, it's very important, because when you build that trust with people, it takes time. But for it to be destroyed, it can be destroyed in seconds. So that's why it's very important to actually look after it and, you know, to hold one's character. And as a Muslim, we need to behave in a certain way to uphold the deen of Islam. And we must not show other people that, you know what, this is how Muslims behave or conduct themselves, because that is not the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way. We can't be behaving in such a manner. I'm just looking for a certain reciter. And I've been listening to it for like the whole day. It's a beautiful ayat from Surah Al-Kahf. And that's one of the speaks about the wealth and sons are allurement of the life. But let's listen to it and we'll discuss it, inshallah.
إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and sons are allurement of the life of this world, but the things that endure, good deeds, are the best in the sight of thy Lord, of thy Rabb, as rewards, and best are as the foundation for hopes. That in many parts of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this wealth and your children, I would be a test for you. Verily, Allah is with the patient one. And also, with regards to your rewards. The rewards in the akhirat are much 10 times better than this rewards in this world. Yes, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are insan. Ya Allah, grant me afia in this world and in the akhirat. You make it easy. Every person as a human being, you always want those fancy things. You want to live a comfortable life. You want a good life. But did we not hear yesterday that our beloved Mufti Sahib says that the people who are middle class and poor, they will enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la 500 years before the people who have wealth of this world. Because of their sabr, they endured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them 500 years before the people of the world. We're not saying that we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us the Jannat al-Firdaus, but the point I'm trying to make is, let us not make this world our final abode. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this world is a paradise for a kafir and a prisoner and a prison for a believer. We should always have that mindset that even this world, this dunya, is not even significant of a wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. So we should try and work towards our akhirat. We should. Now is the best opportunity during the month of Ramadan. And also, it's the days, or the big days, these are the second Ashura, where we ask Almighty Allah to forgive us for all our sins. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Rabbi mikulli dhammi wa atubu ilayh. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. We beseech Allah to forgive us, because we don't know if we're going to see another Ramadan. You know, many people were here with us last year, and this Ramadan they're not with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest stage in Jannah, fully kabur al nur, and grant the bereaving families a sabr and jameel. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So inshallah, we're going to be going for a small nasheed break, and when we return, we will continue with our program. If you have any suggestions, any criticism that you would like to send through, you can send it through on these numbers, 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain wa saqalain. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain wa saqalain wal fariqain min arbi wa min hajami. والفريقين من أرض ومن حجم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هؤلاء لم من الأهوال مقتحمي لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد نبينا الأمير الناهي
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Who are always focused on it. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi mubarakan alayhi kama yuhibbu rabbuna wa yarda jalla jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil habibil mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور. Dear respected brothers and sisters, we are looking at a very specific detail today regarding reciting the Quran. Since this is the first day of Ramadan, there's a book that we're producing called Ma'al Qur'an al-Kareem by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari, who's one of the great Qaris of Egypt of the last century, of the recent century in Adam. So he's put together all of the hadiths regarding the virtues of reciting the Qur'an. Now, alhamdulillah, many people recite the Qur'an in Ramadan anyway. But when I read this, I was very much inspired. You know, when you're doing something, or you're not doing something, and even if you are doing something and you read the additional bonuses and rewards you're going to get, it just makes you feel even better, alhamdulillah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite and to earn this. So firstly, the verse that I just recited to you from Surah Fatir, which is verse 29 and 30, Allah says, those who recite the book of Allah, establish the prayer, and give secretly and openly from what we have provided them, they may hope for a trade that will never be at loss. This business that they're doing is going to never be at loss. This is a business with Allah that is never going to lose. What is that? That He will repay them in full and give them extra from His bounty. Because Allah is most forgiving and most grateful. So that's the verse from Surah Fatir regarding reciting the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those who recite the Quran in this verse and shows how great a reward that they're going to receive. Now, what exactly does reciting mean here? What does he mean by yatluna kitab Allah, reciting? It doesn't just mean reading the words with the tongue, right? It doesn't just mean that without any kind of reflection or deliberation. But it means when you contemplate it. When you read it and you contemplate it. And you reflect over it. And you're moved by it. Not just by a great qari sound. One is that, mashallah, when some great qaris, when they recite, you're just moved by the sound, the beauty of the sound. That's one movement. That's one being moved. But the real movement is with the meaning. Especially if it's coupled with the sound. Okay, we enjoy the Quran, now let us try to read the Quran. With the reflecting. It's being spiritually moved. That's what this means. Now, anybody who's moved by the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, they're going to act upon it. And this is why, look at what Allah says. He says, those who recite the Quran and then they do the prayer. So these are actions. So Allah Most High follows this by mentioning the prayer and giving charity openly and publicly, saying that this is your tijara and this is the trade that's not going to fail. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever relieves, now listen to this carefully, he mentioned a few things here. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever relieves a believer of a difficulty in life, you just help somebody out, remove their trouble, make a phone call, assist somebody, give somebody something, whatever it is, Allah will relieve him of a difficulty on the day of resurrection. Ramadan is also a time of great generosity. Allah is very generous during this month, extra generous. The Prophet ﷺ was extra generous. Believers are generous. So much sadaqah is being given during this month. This is the reward that you'll get. Then after that, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever gives respite to a person in difficulty, Allah will give respite to him in his life and the hereafter. For example, somebody owes you something and they're in difficulty, they can't pay you. Then you say, okay, I'm going to give you 2 more weeks. For example, that's giving respite. One example of giving respite. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal him in this life and the hereafter. Our own wrongdoings and shortcomings and defects and hidden cobwebs will not be revealed. Inshallah, Allah give us sitr. Allah protect us. Now, then the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is in the aid of his servant as long as his servant is in the aid of his brother. As long as we're helping somebody, Allah helps us. That's why always be helping, always be giving, always be helping. Then whoever treads a path to seek knowledge, Allah will facilitate a path for him to paradise. Anytime you've come to the masjid to study, now you've just made a path for paradise for yourself. Now the main part here. No people gather in a house of Allah Most High to recite the book of Allah and study it together, except that tranquility comes down upon them. Mercy enshrouds them. The angels surround them. And Allah mentions them to those in His presence. Inshallah, this is exactly happening now. We are here to study the book of Allah or study something relating to the book of Allah. So we're also hoping that tranquility is descending and that mercy is encompassing us and the angels are surrounding us and Allah is mentioning us. Then he says, whoever falls behind due to his deeds will not be brought up to speed by his lineage. You can't show off by being from a specific family, even if you're from the Sayyid family, from the Sharif family, from the family of the Prophet ﷺ, if your deeds are not going to take you forward. This is a hadith related by Imam Muslim and Ibn Majah. Imam Nawawi says, on this hadith, he says that this hadith speaks about the virtues of fulfilling the needs of Muslims. For benefiting other people in whatever way possible and giving in hardship. Okay, the next hadith I'm going to speak about is from Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi. He said, I asked, Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. Advise me. Prophet ﷺ said, have taqwa, God consciousness. Because that is the summit and pinnacle of every affair. It will help you in every situation. For it is, and then he said the second, he said, recite the Quran. For it is a light for you on this earth and a treasure for you in the heavens. Ibn Hibban relates this. So recite the Quran, understand it. The next hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu. transmitted by Imam Ahmad. He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a select group of people who belong to Allah. Among people, there's a select group. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are they? Who are these people? He said, the people of the Quran are the people of Allah, and they are His elite. They're His elite forces in this world. Another hadith from Sahih Muslim, Abu Umama al-Bahiri radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran, for it will come to its people as an intercessor on the day of resurrection. The Quran that we recite will be our solicitor, our advocate, our lawyer in the hereafter. It will defend us. It will take us into paradise. And there's many hadiths related about this. Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best act of worship for my ummah is the recitation of the Quran. But that can't be just recite. It has to be with comprehension. And it's easy. What we usually tell people, and mashallah, a lot of people are doing this, is you recite, but every day also recite and reflect over one page. Reflecting is not easy. It's time consuming. Sometimes it's just easy to recite, especially for the huffaz, for meaning the people who memorize the Quran. It's very easy to recite, but to reflect is difficult. In fact, people who memorize the Quran, who know the Quran very well, they can actually recite the Quran even when doing something else, multitask. But you can't reflect that way. So at least one page a day. Now this is Ramadan, at least one or two pages minimum. Reflect as well along with your Quran reading. And you'll see that your life will just improve because the Quran contains all of that. That was from Imam Bayhaqi. Ali radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the carriers of the Quran will be in the shade of Allah on the day when there will be no shade except His shade. Daylami relates this. Carriers of the Quran, meaning people who have it at heart, who are always focused on it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've heard this hadith. This is a very famous hadith, you've heard this one. That whoever recites one letter from the book of Allah will have a good deed. And a good deed is equal to 10 of its like. Allah always gives you bonus, so every one deed you get 10 like it. So every letter gives you 10 deeds. And then he went to clarify. He said, look, I'm not saying that alif, lam, meem is one letter. Alif is one letter, lam is one letter, meem is one letter. This is Imam Tirmidhi's narration. So that means just in reading alif, lam, meem, you get 30 rewards. Just alif, lam. Then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Somebody can count that. That's hundreds. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, the Prophet said, the companions of the Quran will be told. So in the hereafter, if we've read the Quran well with reflection and practice, in the hereafter when we arrive there, inshaAllah, we'll be told, recite and ascend. Iqra, wartaqi. Recite and climb up. Recite in a good way, as you used to recite in the world, for your station in paradise will be the last verse that you recite. Imam Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi have related this. So keep reading. The higher you get, that will be your upgraded paradise. What does it mean by the companions of the Quran? Ashabul Quran. What does he mean by that? It means anybody who recites and adheres to it, who practices it. The word used here is Rattil, which means to recite the Quran without hurrying, with clear pronunciation of its letters. So learn the tajweed. MashaAllah, a lot of people in Ramadan, they take tajweed classes because there's more connection with the Quran in Ramadan. So usually after Asr or something, after Fajr, different times, spend 5-10 minutes at least, find a qari, find a teacher. Let me correct my Quran, because maybe we're reading in a Persian, Somali, Gujarati, Punjabi, Pathan style, which may have a lot of mistakes, right? So we need to read it correctly so that we don't make mistakes and we don't change.
And that was the clip by Yusuf Mangera, Mufti Yusuf Mangera. If you want the clip of that of this year, please send a message on the numbers 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84786 3132. And inshallah, we'll send it through to you. It's gone 10 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let me give you the rundown of the shows that are to follow. 11 o'clock will be the news. Then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. Then from 12 to 12:55 will be Brother Alfas and Kosi. Then 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah A'raf, verse 76. Then the 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Baqarah, verses 186 and 187. Then 2 to 2:30 would be the rapid Q&A with Mufti Saab and Brother Yusuf Ali. 2:30 to 3 will be the lunch break show with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 would be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be Nasiyah by Mulana Musa Akudi. 4 to 4:30 would be the lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. Then 4:30 to 5:45 would be Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 5:45 to 6:25 would be Hafiz Wadi with the Iftar program. And 6:25 to 7 p.m. will be various surahs, and then inshallah the further programs will follow thereafter. So from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.